Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is The Cities. We're voting right now, or as Iowa's Secretary of State said this week, the curtain's gone up. Paul Pate also said there have been more than 642,000 ballot requests across Iowa, 38,000 in Scott County alone. Now both Scott and Rock Island County say they are seeing record numbers of early voters, and they're also saying they are prepared. How prepared? I talked with Scott County Auditor Roxana Moritz. What did you see in the first few days of voting in Scott County?
Wow, amazing. So we mailed our ballots out Monday. Of course, we've said all along we felt like people could have faith and trust in the Postal Service. I met with Davenport Postmaster and talked to the Bettendorf Postmaster. People received their ballots Tuesday and Wednesday, and really, Wednesday, we actually saw 1,200 that were dropped off here at our location at the drop box. And yesterday, we got just under, I think it was 9,000 ballots that were scanned into the intelligent barcode. So some came to our office, some came in yesterday, some came today. So obviously, people are getting their ballots and turning around and voting them right away. And the national trend has said that's what was going to happen, and that is what's happening.
Well, and now also, starting on Monday, you'll have your satellite voting areas open as well at the Davenport Libraries on Eastern and on Fairmount, at the Scott County Library in Eldridge, at the Bettendorf Community Center. You're expecting busy times there as well.
Oh, absolutely. So we're early voting right now at my office. So we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 350 people each day walk into our early location here at the administration building. But we expect to see, we're hoping to get at least 15,000 people that will vote at one of our early voting sites. So it's Westside Branch Library, Eastern Branch Library, Bettendorf Community Center, and then Eldridge Library. And we're also going to do 1 week at the Rogowski Center for the college students.
And that's coming up, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. We talked to Secretary of State Paul Pate, who said that there is good reason to believe that your vote is safe right now, but he's really urging people that have received their early ballots to vote now. Don't hang on to them. Is that kind of what you're recommending as well?
Well, you know, we're trying to follow the CDC guidelines. And of course, because of COVID, and we all know Illinois and Iowa, our numbers aren't going down, they're going up. And so we don't necessarily want to see 50,000 people out on the streets voting. That being said, I'm going to have all the locations open other than a few short changes. And, you know, people just need to go to the website to see. If they feel like they need to show up at the polls, we want to be there for them. But we really, if for the safety of the poll workers, the staff, and the community as a whole, if you feel okay in voting early, you know, we've not changed any of our policies or procedures. It's the same as always. In 2012, we voted 47,000 people early and everything was fine. So I think people can see that, you know, we've done the same thing year after year, and they can feel safe that that number will, you know, roll like it normally does. And if people should know that typically on election night, the first number that you see is your early vote. So it's your absentees that you'll see very first that roll out on the TV.
And that's what I'd like to ask you is that come election day, when the votes are counted, a lot of people are thinking, wow, this is going to stretch into Wednesday and Thursday as far as the vote count is concerned. Secretary Pate saying, you know, there are procedures now that are being changed that allow you to process quicker. What do you expect for the vote count on Tuesday Eve?
So what the Secretary of State did was he allowed for a directive that allows us October 31st, which is Saturday, during our business hours, that we can start opening all of those early ballots. So we'll start opening on Saturday, but the law has always allowed us to start tabulating on Monday. So Monday and Tuesday, we'll be tabulating all those early votes. And we don't see any issue with making sure that those are done in a timely fashion. We have equipment that counts about 4,000 ballots an hour. And in anticipation of having a high volume of absentees, I've secured on-site individuals from the people that are the technical advisors to the equipment that we use, just in case we have any technical difficulties.
Are you anticipating any problems at the polls election day? Because we've heard some people say, you know what, I'm not sure if my vote's going to count. We're going to bring people to some of these precincts, to these polling locations, just to make sure that everything's on the up and up.
I know. I think people just have to... Unfortunately, use some common sense. You know, we're hearing a national narrative, and I've really tried to encourage people to listen to their local news. National narratives aren't necessarily the same in every state or every county. Of course, we're prepared for anything that might happen at the polls, but I think people should understand that, you know, we're going to have the same policies that we've always had. We have rovers that look after all of the precincts, so we have one rover for every four precincts, so every 15 minutes, that individual is at a precinct making sure that they have all the supplies that they need. If they're having any technical difficulty, they can help them. And then this year especially, we'll be looking for any electioneering or any civil unrest that might be occurring outside of the norm.
So do you think that you're going to need like extra help from the sheriff's department? Or, I mean, what are you expecting on election day?
Well, I think it's safe to say that I'm meeting with our EMA, our emergency management, and all of law enforcement in Scott County in regards to elections prior and after two elections.
Primary really showed you a lot. It taught you a lot back in June of what this election was going to be like in 2020. You're pretty confident right now?
I am. I think that people should know that Iowa ranks sixth in the nation in integrity. We delivered a very fast and timely election in the primary, even though it was record numbers. And I expect the same thing to happen in this election. I hope that people will take to heart what polling etiquette is and make sure that everyone has a right to their own opinion, a right to their own voice, and making sure that every one of their votes counts. We will be utilizing all of the social distancing and CDC requirements. My workers are mandatorily going to be required to follow the CDC guidelines in regards to masks and face guards and PPE equipment. That being said, we can't mandate that from the public. So people can wear masks if they choose to, but they can come in and vote if they choose that that's their what they want to do. We've been seeing the majority of the people that are voting downstairs, 95% of them are all wearing masks. But we also would like to remind people that this is a pandemic. COVID is real. And to protect our whole community, both sides of the river, we encourage people, if they really do feel safe in voting early, to do that. You can track your ballot on our website and make sure that your vote has been counted.
Scott County Auditor Roxana Moritz. And please head to WQAD.com anytime to get our full voting guide, which can help you find your polling place and learn more about some of the ballot issues.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.